Janet Stilson. I am both a journalist as well as an author of sci-fi books. One is called The Juice, and the second book is called The Universe of Lost Messages.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Janet Stilson and her book series, The Charismites. The series started at episode 353. Go to the show archive to catch up. In The Juice, there are three main characters who don't know each other at the start, but their worlds collide. Can you tell us about that?
The first character I want to tell you about is called Luscious Malata. And Luscious is a part of that massive Chav underclass. She, like me, she grew up in upstate New York. But unlike me, she's dirt poor. She also isn't much to look at. I mean, she's pretty ugly. But she's a charmer. She has lots of friends. She's funny. People love to be around her. And she's also incredibly brave, by the way. And she catches the eye of an executive within this giant New Hope Corporation that I mentioned. And he convinces her to take part in this experiment that will turn her into an incredibly charismatic version of herself and bring her out of this rural, poor town into elite society in New York City, which is this very glamorous place to be, and she jumps at the chance. And she becomes kind of a Cinderella character, and she turns into this substance, which is known as the juice, which the first novel is named after, turns her into this incredibly gorgeous woman, young woman, who is also so charismatic that she can get anybody to do almost anything. So that's one character. Another character is named Jarrett Ellington. And Jarrett was born into the elite class, but he is a rebel. And he is bent on exposing the corruption within large media companies. And that corruption includes the use of Luscious as a charismite, which is what these highly charming people are called. And then the third character is named Petra Cardinale. And Petra is a media executive, but she is, while she's very powerful, she really wants to run companies with integrity. And she wants the news that they deliver to be truthful and not just be a government mouthpiece. And she's also a very lonely woman who hasn't found love, at least not lasting love, and she really wants a child. And with that sperm crisis going on, it becomes very, very difficult for her. And so she is so driven to solve this personal problem that she takes part in a separate, very dangerous experiment as a way of finding true love and getting a child, conceiving a healthy child. So those are the three. As you mentioned, they don't know each other at the start. The story is told in alternating chapters from the point of view of those three characters. But as the story progresses, their lives intertwine.
Cool. Yeah, sounds like you're covering a lot of ground there, from the Chav to the media to the elite who's a rebel. Give me more specifics about how charismites are used by the media company.
Sure. So in the first book, there's two charismites. One is Luscious, which I mentioned before. And then another one is named Dove Brown. And Dove, I like to think of as kind of like a Stephen Colbert character, only way, way, way more magnetic and okay. way more charming.
Wow.
And he's a talk show host, a late night talk show host. He is used by a politician who wants to become the next president of United America to convince people to change their opinions about him and go out and vote for him in the polls.
Oh.
And then we have Luscious, who her use within New Hope, the company that I mentioned, the media company, is different in the sense that when she first gets there, she becomes someone who appears in commercials. And if she promotes a certain candy or a certain, you know, other type of commercial product, people will go out, will rush out to stores and buy, you know, they'll buy the entire inventory out. They are just so taken with how she sort of convinces them that this is what they should do. So those are the two of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how this book borrows from your background of reporting and variety, so a media company you did work for. Can you share a little bit about how you developed this story from what you lived?
Nothing that I just described is going on within media companies today, as far as I know. But, you know, over the years, as I worked for various business publications, I would talk with media executives about what they had planned in terms of programming or in terms of technology coming down the pike. And all the time that this was going on, I was also writing fiction separately, you know, in my spare time, which wasn't that much. I always sort of kept the two of them apart. It's like separation of church and state, essentially. It was part of my sense of journalistic ethics, you know, not to let one bleed into the other. But then one day I just had this epiphany and I thought about how fascinating it would be to write about what media companies might become in the future on a very speculative basis. So while none of the characters within the novel are based on actual people, I sort of, over the years, just sort of absorbed what these people are like. And people that you might want to have a drink with and just have a nice dinner with and really enjoy, or people who are a little bit more dangerous and maybe not so much. And so I used what I knew about them as personalities to sort of inform the characters that I created.
This charisma is quite interesting. Have you met somebody like that in real life?
Oh, no. I don't think they exist to the extent that I'm talking about. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you with the headphones on who are listening to Sci-Fi Thoughts. You've been listening to the show for a while. You must be enjoying it because you keep coming back. Well, hey, help me out. Tell your friends, your family, other people who would like to listen to Sci-Fi Thoughts. Give me a hand. Help me grow the show. So go ahead and right now, just send a text message, write an email, turn around and talk to the person next to you and tell them about Sci-Fi Thoughts. They can find us via Google, or they could type in scifithoughts.space. We've got more value for you folks. They're right there in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. And if you downloaded this podcast from a website, go back to the website where you downloaded it and you will see the show notes there. This is a continuing episode of the series that started at episode 353. If you missed that first episode, like my friend Forrest, you can find it by going to scifithoughts.space and using the search box to search up any episodes that you missed. Next episode, more Janet Stilson.
What is the effect of being a charismite? What would it be like to meet one in real life?
You could. couldn't take your eyes off them. You'd probably want to go to bed with them, depending on your orientation. So, for example, if you're attracted to women, luscious would be someone that you just would be... she would be so arresting. And anything that she even suggested to you as being something you might want to do, you'd go out and do it.